This took place when Dad and his brothers were, I think, were probably, I would guess, about 14, 15 years old, and they had their rifles out and were there was a group of the cousins there at the ranch that were all together, and they were enjoying shooting at a bunch of targets. They had a bunch of bottles and cans they had put up, and they were thinking they were pretty hot shots, and Grandpa stood there watching them, and they, you know, how the they get about who's the best, and they were joshing each other and talking about who was a hot shot and who wasn't, and Grandpa watched them for a while, and he said, well, you know who the best shot really is, and that's Mother, and they were all going, oh, sure, sure, and he was saying, no, your mother's the best shot of you all, and they said, right, and so he said, I'll show you, and so he went and got Grandma and brought her out and gave her the rifle and said, okay, you show these boys who can really shoot. And so she started shooting, and she hit every target they had. And he said, okay, now show them some of your trick shots. And so she started shooting. She'd shoot with the gun under her arm. And he said, no, show her some of your really fancy shots. And so she sent somebody to the house to get a mirror. And she shot over her shoulder using a mirror, and she was still hitting all the shots. And then he said, okay, now show him your best shot. And so then she did a back bend and still hit the target. And so, yep, Grandma was the best shot. She was kind of an Annie Oakley when it came to shooting, because evidently when she was a young girl up in Victor, they had to be a crack shot. And this was something, and Dad said it shut all those boys up really quick. And so that's the side of our grandma that we certainly had never seen. And so that was a fun story, because evidently it was still quite frontier days when she was growing up in Victor.